Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm Eric Johnson. 2018 saw robust beef demand, but will that carry over through 2019? Executive President of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, Michael Kelsey, says the industry is hopeful to see a repeat.
International and domestic demand for 2018, holistically, has been very good. We've got a product that people around the world like. We're competitive, and of course, with a dollar exchange rate in place, it's been favorable for us in that sense. Domestic-wise, when President Trump came in and the tax cut package, more people have more money in their pockets, so they change what they eat, and beef benefits from that. And domestic demand has been very strong as well. Really positive in that sense. We're hoping that carries forward, obviously, into 2019, and we'll see and hopefully position ourselves for that.
Kelsey says the industry in his state, Oklahoma, is also looking to 2019 as an opportunity to learn from past tragedies, including wildfires.
Are we setting ourselves up again for another round? Maybe, maybe not. We are working with some folks to help hopefully mitigate some of that in terms of some, in 2019, we'll see some things, buffer zones around cities, those types of municipalities, rural municipalities, as well as encouraging prescribed burn, those types of things. So the lessons learned from that, I think, have been good and will continue to do so, but again, we just can't ignore the tragedy that we saw in terms of those wildfires.
The partial government shutdown, including non-essential USDA functions, is now raising producer concerns over timely farm bill implementation ahead of this year's planting season. As if farmers didn't have enough problems with years of low prices, trade, and other troubles, now the partial government shutdown in its second week is unnerving producers, according to American Farm Bureau Executive Director Dale Moore.
It's always a challenge to implement a farm bill, but when the department doesn't have funding, that's certainly something that we're all holding our breath to see how quickly, A, that can get resolved, and B, how that helps the secretary and his team get started on implementing this new farm bill. This is certainly going to be a challenge, and one we're hoping gets resolved very soon.
Some programs, including market facilitation payments, are continuing uninterrupted, but Moore says farmers need to know soon what combination of regular farm programs they'll use to manage risk.
One thing that we have heard a lot about in the lead up to getting the farm bill done in Congress and the president getting it signed was, the assurances that farmers are going to have an opportunity to make new decisions on whether they're signed up for ARC or PLC.
Moore warns timing is key for producers and their lenders.
Fundamentally, they would like to have something done well before they get started on that spring planting process.
That's going to do it for Inside Agriculture for today. Thanks for spending a few moments of your time with us. We'll see you again on Monday.